No, not yet.
It'll
be interesting to hear what Ryan Brokhof got up to in his isolation. He's just joined the 76ers. He's going to play alongside Ben Simmons in the NBA, and he joins us on this Tuesday morning. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on, and congratulations on the contract with the 76ers. First of all, before we get to how it all happened, what did you get up to in isolation over in the US? Because you were waived by the Mavs back in February. What have you been up to since then?
Not much, to be honest. After the Mavs let me go, it was looking around for another team, and got pretty close to signing with another team in Europe, and then the Corona stuff happened, and everything just shut down. And I guess it was kind of lucky I didn't leave, my states and the family, because it may have been pretty difficult to get back in. But just been spending a lot of time with my son and with my wife, and trying to work out a little bit and stay in the best shape I can for when and if the NBA season was to restart.
What have the lockdown restrictions been like for you over in the US, and especially being an elite athlete, obviously trying to get as fit as possible? How hard's that been?
It's required some unique training methods. That's for sure. In Dallas, everything shut down for a couple of months. Couldn't get into any gyms. Couldn't get on a court anywhere. Bought myself sort of like a hoop to put in the driveway. A few little weights that I could find. Everything as far as weights got sold out really quickly as well. So I was kind of just scrambling to grab whatever I could and find ways to work out and to stay in shape and to get some shots up whenever I could.
Brian, things got pretty scary here regarding the virus, but compared to what it looks like over in the States, was it virtually you could barely leave your house there for a little while?
Yeah, there was quite a long period where the only time we left the house was to go to the grocery store and grab supplies. My wife has an autoimmune disease, so we had to be a little bit careful as well. And the cases in Dallas, there's been a lot of positive cases and unfortunately a lot of deaths from the virus. So, yeah, there was quite a long period where we rarely left the house. We might have, gone for a little bit of a walk around where we lived, but, apart from going to the grocery store, there was nothing that we were really doing.
And just with, before we get on to the great news about the 76ers, did the Mavs decision come as a bit of a surprise? Because I think my memory, you started a couple of games right near before it happened, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a little bit of a surprise, and I guess it's kind of nature of the business over here. And they were looking for a player to kind of shore up a few things, defensively. I guess going into the playoffs and being still fairly new to the NBA and having a small contract, it was easier for them to waive me than to waive one of the guys that have been there a while. So unfortunately, I was the one who got the axe. But I enjoyed my time there and thankful for the Mavs for giving me my first opportunity over here.
And with the process from then on, so you get waived by the Mavs in February and you're sort of dealing with the COVID virus as well and lockdown and trying to work out at home and all that sort of stuff. What happens from then on? Is it you putting a few feelers out to old contacts? Does your agent do everything and you just leave it to him? How does that process work?
It's more so on the agent, so he will speak to teams and teams will get in contact with him and just sort of express interest and definitely put the feelers back out both over here and in the States and over in Europe, where I was previously playing. So it was just sort of trying to find the best opportunities for me going forward after Mavs got rid of me.
And how close did you get to actually signing in Europe?
Uh, Yeah, just I think in February I basically had my bags packed and was ready to leave.
Wow.
Looking at getting to visas and then going through that process. And European season, you know, they had their sort of cutoff date right around the same time I was away for, you know, the last chance for them to bring in a new player. So it was all kind of very last minute and a little bit rush, and unfortunately the deal sort of fell through at the last minute. But, I guess we got pretty close.
Have you been to Disneyland or Disney World? Because you're going to spend some time there in a month or so.
I haven't been to World. I think I went to Disneyland. I think we did a basketball trip in 2005 with my Frankston team. So I've been to Land, but I haven't been to World, and it's going to be an interesting environment being kind of stuck in this bubble for potentially up to 3 months.
What is the difference between Disney World and Disney
World? Oh, I've been there. Don't
worry. Oh, so what is the difference?
Well, Disney World, there's about 25 parks on this massive, and Disneyland's this
one. There you go.
Yeah, so I'm all over it. Now, right, when do you hook up with the 76ers, and what do you know about this hub that you're going to go into? Are you just all in one hotel, and what sort of can you do and can't do?
So I got to Philadelphia yesterday. Just to come over here and make sure, go through the physical testing that they need me to pass, make sure that I'm fit and healthy, as well as begin COVID testing to make sure that, I don't have the virus. And if I am, to make sure to quarantine and everything before heading to Orlando, they're trying to keep Orlando as safe as possible. But yeah, it's basically we're on this resort for 6 weeks to 3 months, and there's a few hotels that the teams will be staying at. But it's kind of you're there to play basketball, and you can go watch some of the other games. You can whatever the hotels have to offer or the facilities on there, and they're trying to organize things to keep the players and the staff entertained off the court, with video games, and they have movies playing and things like that, just to help the guys, who are going to be away and sort of isolated for such a long time.
And with the 76ers, I mean, how well do you know Ben? I mean, have you crossed paths a lot, juniors, etc.?
A little bit, yeah. We played on the Australian squad together quite a few years ago. He was, I think, 15 or 16 at the time, and I only just sort of started with the national team. And so he played a couple of games, I believe, over in, I think it was over in Perth. We had a Sino challenge, maybe it was against China. So, I got to know him at such a young age, and then you just tell them how good he was going to be, and 16-year-old kid just bullying fully grown men. I guess we started then, and we've had some contact throughout the years with me being over here and playing against the 76ers and just having contact through there. So it's been nice, and it's going to be great to be a teammate of his, and hopefully I'll be on the receiving end of a few of his passes for a few open looks.
Fantastic
well,
to be.
Well, he doesn't like taking the looks, Ryan, so it's all good.
He should be getting plenty. Fantastic to be talking to Ryan Brockhoff here, who is an Australian basketball player who signed for the 76ers. Tell us about your relationship with Brett Brown. Do you know him well? Has he spoken to you in the past about Australian duties over the last sort of 6 months since he was appointed as the national coach? And what did he say when you signed?
Yeah, he was excited. We spoke a few times during the process of Philadelphia coming around and expressing interest. And we've had a little bit of contact. He was the national team coach. I think the first meeting I had was 2012. I went to the last camp before they selected a team for London. I think in London was 2012.
Yep.
So he was still, with the Spurs and came over straight after the NBA season, and you know, I was a fresh kid, still in college, still trying to, you know, find my way, and he was very supportive, and you know, we got to know each other then. I did a few workouts through the year through from Philadelphia and spent some more time with him. So, you know, we've been able to build a little bit of a relationship, and now that he's back as the Boomers coach, we've had talks sort of throughout this season, and just sort of, you know, the plan and the, you know, the changes and everything that happened, and then, you know, Corona happened and changed them up too. So he's been, for me at least, you know, someone I can contact and have a good chat with, and he kind of keeps it pretty simple.
Good place to audition for the Boomers, right under the coach's nose.
Hopefully. Hopefully I can put my best foot forward.
Fantastic. All the best, Ryan. We'll definitely be keen to follow your progress at the 76ers. Thank goodness you didn't jump on that flight to Europe, and this is a great opportunity. We can't wait to watch from back here in Melbourne. Good luck.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having me on.